Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we've been running a campaign where we want to hear your stories. You know, each one of us is on our own path. We all live our own lives. We cannot live anybody else's life and nobody else can live our life. I think that's one of the biggest problems with social media is that people start comparing their lives to other people's lives. Anyhow, it's a very unique, we all have unique stories to tell and we've kind of put it out there and said, we want to hear your stories. And so I received the following email. And it goes like this. Hi, Kathy. Since April, we've been involved with feeding homeless people from our home. I noticed many have severe dental problems. So we asked our dentist if there was a mobile dental clinic that could be contacted to help. How naive could I be? Our dentist said immediately he would do all the extractions plus x-rays pro bono. That means for free. For all of these homeless people. So far, he has helped 8 homeless people. The one extraction took over 2.5 hours. He said it was the most difficult dental challenge he'd had in over 41 years of practice. He keeps one day a week available for my homeless friends. When I asked how I could possibly thank him, he said it was not necessary. I even offered to send his name to you so that you could recognize him, but again, he declined. So when I persisted and asked how I could really show my appreciation and really thank him, he said, no, it is I who should thank you for allowing me to help. What are we on earth for if not to help? What a beautiful attitude. He makes this world a better place. What a mensch. He's an observant Orthodox Jewish dentist who lives his faith. He will not allow me to mention his name. So writing to you is the closest I can get to giving him kudos. So that was written by Denise O'Callaghan, who joins me right now on the line. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you, Gary.
It's very special, right?
Sorry, what is that?
Very special, what this guy is doing.
I tell you, I want to cry every time I hear it.
Yeah, I can hear because you've seen the impact of it. What I wanted to talk to you about, though, is the fact that you are feeding homeless people. And you've been doing that during COVID-19. Tell me about that.
Oh, you know, it's actually not a big deal. It really isn't. It's just simply making sandwiches and a peanut butter and jam and rama. And giving it out to people who ring the bell. And, you know, in the Bible it talks about that there are angels who walk the earth, and we don't even know who they are. So I think maybe that one's an angel. So, oh, you know, the numbers went from 5 people a day, 20 people a day. The most was about 83 people a day.
Incredible.
It's kind of veered off now because people gone home. All the shelters have closed, barring one. All your soup kitchens have closed. So people are wandering around trying to find some food somewhere, you know. So it's just, I've stopped for now. I just need a bit of a break. And so I'll start again middle of January.
Incredible. But this isn't even new for you, Denise. You've been wanting to feed people for a very long time.
Yeah, that's right. When I first met you, it was, I don't know how many years ago that was, we were growing spinach on the pavement. And we had a sign saying, help yourself, but leave some for your brother. And that was for quite a few years. You know, it was wonderful. It gave me such a delight to see families stop and pick the spinach and put it in their pockets and off they went. It was great. Lovely. Lovely to see that.
Incredible. Incredible. So what drove you to, you know, so many other people also saw those homeless people during lockdown who needed food and didn't do anything. So what makes you different, Denise? What did that voice tell you?
You know, I think it's that there but for the grace of God, it could be me. I didn't choose to have the parents I had. I didn't choose my education. And it really, but for the grace of God, it could have been me ringing that bell. It's as simple as that. And you know, when I just really felt this urge to, that, you know, because it could be me, I must do something. I really must. And I really believe that when God tells you to do something, he opens doors. So it's not an onerous thing. Look, the numbers have certainly increased. I tend to make about 40 sandwiches up front the night before, keep them fresh. And so when the bell starts ringing at 6:30 in the morning, at least I've got a bit of a head start. And then, you know, things increase.
Absolutely incredible. And the fact that you also contacted your dentist, is he absolutely dead set that he won't mention his name? And you can't mention his name? His dentist who's treating, you know, homeless people pro bono.
He's totally wonderful. He's the mentor of mentors, really. He will not allow me to. And I have to respect that, you know. So what can I say? I mean, it drives me to frustration. I'd love to sing his praises out because that's what he deserves.
100%. Denise O'Callaghan, thank you so much. And thank you for doing what you do, for speaking, you know, listening to that little voice in that we all have inside of us that says, act on this, do that. And often, all too often, we ignore it. But thank you for not ignoring it and for being a blessing to the people around you. Because
thank you. It's such a pleasure and it's such fun.
Yeah.
Really.
That's amazing. Thank you, Denise. God bless.
Thank you, Kathy.
Take care. Bye-bye. You know, it's such an interesting thing. God performs his miracles through people. I'm not talking about miracles that disrupt nature, but miracles happen through us, through people, and that's why we get blessed for it. Every single person, when we are doing God's will, we become a blessing to other people. So I'm just planting a seed. But if you've got a story that you want to share, I would love to hear from you. Email me, Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, at highfm.com, if you yourself or somebody that you know is doing extraordinary things to uplift people around them. Get in touch. Let's bring those stories out so that they're not things that are just under the radar all the time. Let's actually just celebrate the fact that we have human beings who are humane and in touch. You let me know. All right? Email me. I'm expecting your email today. Kathy at highfm.com.
High FM, your station of choice since 2008.